Mike, we now know that you have decided to start Kirk. Mm-hmm. You said you were going to talk to people about that. Mm-hmm. Who all was involved in that decision? And was it one that ultimately you made?
Well, the first thing I did is I talked to Dan Snyder about a week ago, you know, talking about the amount of hits Robert has had. And anytime you're hit as many times as he's been hit, I thought it was in his best interest, the organization, to talk about if we should continue playing Robert if he's hit as many times as he's been hit. And, you know, Dan thought about it and talked to Bruce about it. And at the end of the day, we felt that the best thing to do for Robert was to not play him, give Kirk an opportunity to play so he could go into an off season healthy. Anytime you miss an off season in the National Football League, it does set you back quite a bit. And we thought going into this off season, missing last year, that this was the best way to do it.
Did you have a shift in paradigm before that conversation with Dan? Because that wasn't the narrative like last year and this year, that the hits were compiling and you were thinking about sitting them. Did something change for you where you just said, you know what, enough's enough?
No, to be honest with you, as I've stated before, I wanted to give Robert as many reps as he possibly could have. And that's always the nature of guys getting better by repetition. But sometimes you have to evaluate when you're getting hit repeatedly. You got to take a look at the risk and reward. And with Robert, I thought that his hits were piling up on him, giving him his toll. And I was afraid that we would set him back. And the only way you realize you're going to get set back is if he gets hurt. And I said, it's not worth it right now. I said, hey, it's the best thing to do is give him an opportunity to go into that third year injury-free, to get a chance to get better throughout the offseason. And I thought we put a lot of pressure on him this year, going through the ACL and the LCL permanent situation. And I think he's got a lot of experience that has helped him. But I think this next offseason will be his key to making that jump.
You said you put a lot of pressure on him right here. You put a lot of pressure on him this year to get him back. Mm-hmm. Would you have done it differently now that you're resting him?
I think you can always go back and always question yourself at what's the best situation. But at the time that we decided to go with Robert, the doctors said he was 100%. And so you go with the doctors. Robert felt that he was 100%. And you take a look, and you take a look at a quarterback that has missed an offseason. Even though he's done a lot of good things, you take a look at it from top to bottom. It's a pretty good year statistically. Probably one that he's not happy with because he's got some high goals and some high aspirations. But we have to do, or at least as an organization, what is in the best interest of Robert? What is the best thing going forward for him? To have those next three games, the experience of going through those reps, or having them healthy in the off season. And that's why, you know, Dan told me, I said, hey, Dan, we're not going to go this direction unless you fully support it. Same thing with Bruce. You got to tell me that you're behind this and you're in favor of it. But I don't want anybody coming back in a game or two and saying, hey, you know, we should have talked about this. Robert's been getting a lot of hits. Because I know that will be the difference in him when he starts the off season, being 100% healthy, him going to, you know, the off season, being the leader. I think we would send him back so much if he went out in the next three games and set himself back and missed another off season, which could happen. I didn't think the risk and reward was worth it.
Mike, you always maintained all along, best player is going to play whoever that player is. And a couple weeks ago, maybe even last week, you said, I'm not going to play some young player for the future because it would send a message to the teams that basically we've given up on the season. And I know you can't make the playoffs, but how is this move not contradictory to that theory? I mean, Robert is your best quarterback, right?
I think it's 100% different when you take a look at the quarterback position. A quarterback needs an off-season program. It's important to him. When you take a look at a quarterback who's your franchise quarterback, he's your future. If you miss two off-seasons in a row, it'd be the hardest thing to do is recover from that. I'd take a look at the next three games. I'd like him to have that experience. But at the risk of setting him back where he doesn't go in an off-season, I think that would be devastating to him. I think it was tough enough as it was to go through what he went through, coming off an ACL, coming off of an LCL, and still put him in a situation like we did. You know, you always look back at yourself, which was a question over here, Should you play them after the fifth game or the eighth game? I go through those questions all the time and saying, hey, would have been better off doing this or better off doing that. But at the end of the day, he had 13 games of great experience with somewhat of a different type system. Even though some of the things we did were very similar to the first year, there was a lot of things that were different. So he did gain that experience. But at the end of the day, what would be devastating to him, which he doesn't realize at this time, that if you did get hurt in the next 3 weeks and you miss a whole offseason again with some type of knee injury, the chance of it coming back to me would be very, very tough. And I did not want to put him in that situation.
What's the message to the rest of the locker room?
Well, the locker room is if you're a franchise quarterback and you miss the second season, it's, you know, we're going to protect you. And I do believe that Kirk Cousins will come in and play well. He's a, you know, he's a proven quarterback, I believe, at least what we've seen when he's played. I don't think it's worth the risk for this organization, the future of the organization, put him in there. You can take any position and you say, hey, that position doesn't need an offseason like a quarterback. I don't care if you talk about outside linebacker, inside linebacker, corner, offensive lineman. What's critical to the development of the quarterback is, at least in my opinion, that second and third year offseason. He didn't have the second. I don't want to take the chance on a third.
Mike,
talk about the discussions that you've had about this with Dan Snyder and Bruce Allen. Would you characterize this as a decision that you made and ran by them, or a decision that the three of you made together?
Well, just put it this way. I said if either one wasn't 100% behind my reasoning that I'm giving you, I said we won't go there. Nothing needs to be said. We'll just keep it status quo.
And then one other follow-up. You said you started the discussion last week. Was there any conversation about not playing Robert in this past Sunday's game?
Yeah, there was talk. You know, I brought it up. It was starting to, it was in the back of my mind. Really, anytime you're out of the playoffs, I look at all the different positions. But the one thing that I thought was most important to this organization, and that's one of the reasons why I talked about it with Dan, because I thought it was very important to include him, that, hey, this is your guy of the future. What do you want to do? What's important for us making the right decision? And it's easy to say after somebody gets hurt, you should have took them out. And I didn't want to put our organization in that type of situation.
Mike, obviously your explanation certainly makes sense, but is there any thought that maybe Kirk is a little more prepared mentally, physically, and not dealing with as much swimming around in his head now to kind of lead this team and to operate this offense as you want it to be operated versus Robert? Any thought to that at all?
No, I understand what direction you're trying to take this. But I'm honestly trying to tell you, man to man, we made a decision that I think is the best for Robert. We're dealing with somebody that's young, wants to be in there. I would be disappointed if Robert did not want to be in there with his teammates. I'd be the most disappointed guy. I'd be the most disappointed guy in myself if he played in the last 3 weeks and he had an ACL or an LCL and it sent him off for his third or for his second year in a row with no offseason program. That would be devastating to him as well as the organization.
Mike, have you?
You say you're sitting because of the hits. An average fan sitting there is going to say, well, in some ways you're calling out protection, offensive line. How many of the hits, how many of the sacks, how much of it is on the quarterback as well?
That's the key. That's what you would like to know. That's what I know. That's what you like. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, when you're taking hits, it doesn't matter who's at fault. The matter is, do you protect your quarterback or don't you protect your quarterback? If it's his fault, if it's the offensive line, if it's receivers, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whose fault it is. What matters is he getting hit. Are you going to take that chance to keep him up, keep him down? And that's one that we have to live with. And after it happens, it's too late. Just like the Seattle game at halftime. I could have kicked myself in the rear end because my gut was, even though the doctor said, hey, he was fine. You know what? It was all stable. Hey, you don't have to worry. Robert said it was fine. I knew my gut. I watched him. I said, hey, that's what I should have done because I did see it. But, you know, you have to go with your gut sometimes and saying, hey, this is what you do for a living. You've been around it. You got to make sure you take care of your best players in a situation like this.
As far as talking to Dan about this, Mike,
uh-huh.
We're under the understanding that unlike in the past, you don't have to run many things by him. That's part of what was better about this part of the regime.
How often first of all, just answer that.
Yeah.
That in theory, I don't. But will you ever make a decision like that with your future quarterback that you gave up two number ones and a number two without having the courtesy to talk to the owner and say, hey, would you make this move? If not, this is your football team. I'm the head football coach. I would not make it unless I got your blessing, because I don't want to do that to him if he feels it's not the right thing to do. So that's what you do, I think, when you have at least a communication respect level with owner and head coach.
And that's just what I was going to ask. How abnormal is that? I mean, there's not other moves that you're still asking Dan, hey, is this something that...
That's exactly right. Well, that's what you do about a quarterback. He's your franchise. That's why you ask those questions. You don't do it about the other positions. Dan could care less about the other positions. Hey, that's why you coach. That's why I own. I understand that. That's not a problem. But I do ask it about a quarterback because we're going to have a circus atmosphere anytime you make a decision like that.
You saw the reports. The reason I ask, there's a report that, you know, he wanted Robert in the trade and that he influenced you in that way, or Donovan McNabb. I mean, what is the back and forth between you guys typically at the quarterback position, I guess is what I'm curious.
Well, you know, first of all, we could go through the Donovan, we could go through Robert. At the end of the day, we make decisions as an organization. We don't go who was feeling what at what time. At the end of the day, when somebody's here, they're here. You're all on the same page. So we don't talk about everybody's opinion. Because, you know, what do you get up for a draft choice? Is it 2-1? Is it 2-2? All that stuff is talked about every day with every draft choice. At the end of the day, we move forward. And whoever our players are, they're our players. And we obviously have a group collectively.
Mike, are there any concerns about how this affects Robert's psyche? Obviously, the benching coming on top of a season in which he really struggled a lot.
Let me ask you this. His psyche, if he goes down next game on the fourth play, and all of a sudden we're talking about that, what is it going to be his psyche? Missing the third season in a row. We got three games left, okay? We're going to play those games hard. Do I take a risk of putting him in there to gain some more experience? He just had 13 games and have a chance of setting him in that third year. I didn't think it was worth the risk. I didn't think it was.
Like that. I just mean, do you worry about how he's going to come back from this? Because he's such a competitor, the fact that he's being benched and he had a tough season.
That's
how do you think he handled it?
That's what you love. I mean, you love guys that want to play. If he would have said to me, hey, Mike, I think that's a good decision. I go, I got the wrong guy. I don't want a guy that wants to be benched. Nobody thinks they're going to get injured. I can promise you that. Everybody thinks they're, you know, superhuman and they're going to go out there. But we all know that those things occur. And the reason why I had mentioned it is he was getting hit more than normal. And I said, you know, same thing we talked about, why you make decisions like that, which you think are in the best interests of the organization. And that's why you do talk to the owner before you make those decisions, because it's a big decision to make.
Coach, do you...
organization, you really do by making this decision.
Well, that's my job. That's what I get paid for.
Are you confident that you'll return next season?
That's Dan's decision at the end of this year. My job is to do the right thing for the organization. I don't care if it's the first year I came here, the second, the third, or the fourth. Starting with bringing the right guys in, making sure that we deal within the cap, deal with everything the right way. That's my job, is to build this organization the right way. And I think we've been able to do that. Now you have to make a decision of what's in the best interest of the organization for the next 10 years. I think that's what we did. I know it's tough when you got a competitive guy like Robert, and I know he won't understand. He won't. I understand it. But at the end, I'm hoping maybe in 2 years or maybe a year. You know what? God, am I glad I went through that offseason. We had three games left, and Kirk got a chance to play. Wow.
And Coach, do you want...
Have you ever discussed the future of Kyle Shanahan, your son?
First of all, we haven't talked about, you know, we're just talking about the season. We don't talk about... I haven't talked to Dan about any assistant coach. All we're trying to do is fight for our lives and get a couple wins here.
Coach, do you want to come back to finish your contract next season?
Yeah, you always want to finish something you've started. Always want to. And Dan and I will sit down at the end of the season, and I will give him the things that I believe it takes to get to the next level, and I'm sure he'll give me his viewpoint. So at the end of the year, we'll get a chance to sit down, chat with one another, feel like if we're on the same page, all the things that coaches do going into the last year of the contract.
And how do you feel about the fact that We haven't asked one question about Atlanta today. I mean, what's going through your mind that this press conference, normally we'd be talking to you about your next opponent?
Well, I understand that anytime you make a quarterback change, we're gonna talk about that. You got to understand what I'm thinking. You know, some people will agree with it, other people won't. And I understand what happens with these type of situations. But at the end of the day, you got to feel like, you know what, your football team believes you did the right thing. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's those guys in the locker room. I know it's tough and sometimes hard questions to answer, but they have to believe that you're doing the right thing for the organization.
You mentioned the Seattle game. Was that something you brought up with Robert, and was that something that was weighing on your mind when you made this decision?
Oh, no, I've talked to Robert not only about, you know, the Seattle game, that, hey, I've had people just like you fool me at halftime. I got the experience to watch in that second quarter that you weren't playing normal. I don't blame it on you at all. I blame it on me, because even the doctors, you know, they can take a look at a knee and see if it's all right. It might have been all right from a structure standpoint, but I can see I can go with my gut, and I should have went with my gut. But I thought he had earned the right to play because he convinced me he was okay. But I think in the long terms, because we're talking about honesty right here, it costs us the game, because, you know, the guy that goes in can play at a certain level. So not only did it hurt Robert, but it hurt us from winning the game. So as a coach, you got to look at all those scenarios. And that's why you have to make some tough decisions.
Santana Moss this week say, I hope that the pregame report didn't affect the way we played. We've had Robert say on the podium, stuff gets out. It shouldn't get out. I don't know how to deal with that kind of stuff. This is different than you have to deal with, I think, in your coaching past. How do you quiet the noise, and how does it affect your job when the locker room coaching staff is being put out there?
Well, I think it's any time that you have a year left on your contract and you have 3 wins, that's going to be out there. That's what happens. You know, that's the nature of our business. If you had 3 years on your contract, there probably wouldn't be any noise. I think we all understand what goes on with the length of a contract. But that's the nature of the National Football League. You got to perform every year. You got to perform at a very high level. And you got to do what you think is the best interest of your organization.
Do you, maybe an overriding thing here is the reason that you're benching Robert, you know, that you talked about all the sacks. That's what you're talking about on Monday.
It's not necessarily. I mean, it's sacks, and I use that as a reference. It's hits. It could be a sack. You know, sometimes sacks aren't really bad hits. Other times it's running to the sideline. It's scrambling. Whatever it may be, it's the contact, and you think, is it worth the risk for 3 games to play Robert, or is it smarter to saying, hey, you know what, Kirk, you take over, okay? We're going to make sure, Robert, that this offseason you're going to be there. Kirk, you had an offseason last year. You had a chance to get all these reps. You get a chance to play the last 3 games. And if anything else, that if he does well, it helps the Redskin organization as a whole.
But do you think the pass protection on this team with an offensive line that's been healthy for 2 years, you know, and in the offense in general, is it where you want it to be? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter what it's at. No. You'll see as time goes on, is it the offensive line? Is it the quarterback? Is it the receivers? There's a combination of different things, and I don't get into detail. But at the end of the day, you're always trying to improve your football team. I think when you take a look at the year before, when we're the number one offense in the national football, for every time the ball snapped, we had more yards rushing and more yards passing. That's pretty good with a bad offensive line, isn't it? I mean, how many teams with a bad offensive line, a horrible offensive line, are number one in passing and rushing per attempt? I haven't been around any. So, you know, there are some good things about our offensive line.
Mike, it's been a while since we've seen you this worked up.
Well, it's not really worked up because you hear things and it affects our football team. What I'm trying to do is be as honest as I can. And I don't normally do that because I don't really think it's anybody's business except the guys in our locker room. And I don't get into a lot of detail. But here I think it's a must for people to understand what I'm thinking relative to Robert, what I'm thinking relative to Kirk, this organization, and what direction we're trying to do going forward.
Those things that you hear, is it, you know, guessing about your motivation here? Is that what you're hearing that's getting you agitated?
Well, somebody said, hey, you know, the reason why you're going with Kirk is you're trying to get fired and get a year left on your contract. I don't want to try to get fired. I'm not going to call up Dan Snyder and ask his opinion on the player. I don't have to. And if he says no, I'm not going to go that direction. So that's the reason why I share some of those stories with you.
The main thing that matters to you is the guys in the locker room feel like you're doing the right thing for the team. How many players did you consult about this decision?
You know, I really don't, you know, talk to players about it because it's a decision I have to make. I know there's a lot of people, a lot of different ideas. So I really don't get into that. Well, normally after you make a decision, you talk to the captains and you say, hey, it's your job to keep these guys together. I know there's a lot of noise. It goes with the territory. When you got 3 weeks, I mean, when you got three games left and you're the last year of your contract, you and the quarterback supposedly don't get along. All those things go on. So, you know, that's part of the noise.
Mike, how much do you view this, then, this decision as just a course correction from that Seattle game, as you mentioned?
Say that again?
From the Seattle game. You mentioned that your desire, first of all, your belief that Robert staying in that game cost you guys the victory. How much do you view this decision now as a course correction, even tying back to the end?
No, you make decisions all the time with being a head football coach. I can talk about timeouts. I can talk about third and twos or fourth and ones. It's a constant learning experience. You're trying to grow all the time. And you reflect on mistakes that you make, you know, during the season. They're with different injuries. You know, that's part of the process. If you got to make decisions, you are going to make mistakes. But I shared that with you relative to Robert at halftime because we really haven't talked in much detail. And I share a story like that with Robert. I said, hey, Robert, I don't blame you. I blame me. I've been through this before. I've got guys just like you that pretend like they're all right and they're not all right. I got to be able to see through it with the play on the field. And sometimes, for some reason, you don't let it happen, you get mad at yourself. In other situations like we're going through right now, why are you going to take him out with three games left? Well, I think the risk is too great. I don't want him to go in his third year on IR. I think it would devastate him, not having the ability to practice every day throwing the ball with his teammates. And then it's good for Kirk. He gets some playing time. He is practicing and playing, and I believe he'll play at a high level. That's good for the organization. But I'm not going to take just somebody out of the game like Rack or Perry Riley. We're in here to win games, but I'm going to do the right thing.
Coach, you've said that your relationship with Dan Snyder is quite good, and you still have the support of the locker room, and you've expressed a desire to return and stay with this franchise. Is it your expectation that you will be back?
You know what? I can't say that. I don't know until I sit down with Dan. Dan will find out what I think, and I'll give him my opinions, and he'll give me his opinions. Maybe we just hit it off and everything goes. I get that 12-15-year contract. Well, maybe 3-year. But anyway, you know, whatever it is. But that's where grown men talk at the end of the year, and you find out, hey, what's the best way to go? We may have big differences. And we said, hey, I believe in this, you believe in that, and you go. Or you're saying, hey, you know, we're on the same page, and let's go forward. I can't tell you that until I talk with him.
Mike, just to be clear here, Robert will be deactivated, and Rex Grossman will be the backup the final three games?
Is that correct? That's correct.
Coach, you didn't have an opening statement, so you didn't really get a chance to share what you wanted to share with us. Do you have any messages for anyone right now?
No, I've talked more right now than I have in the last 6 months.
Mike, with all the stuff and about your relationship with Robert and obviously what happened with Donovan, is today's quarterback, I guess, compared to maybe how it used to be when you were with John, just more difficult to manage just because of the media coverage, the endorsements, the just all of everything that comes with today's game and today's quarterback?
Well, I think Robert, you know, anytime you deal with a person as a head coach, that it's always different. You know, when you're in college, it's much different than pro football. That my job is not always to be somebody's friend. My job is to coach them. My job is to get the best out of somebody. I'm not looking to Robert to be liked. I'm hoping that the respect level's there, that he does like me. And through time, you know, why? I thought we did a heck of a job together last year, both of us getting everything done. This year has been a little bit more difficult. But that's, you know, that's part of, you know, personalities, and that's part of relationships. And what you got to do is you got to find a way to come together and make sure you find a way to win.
Mike, you said you wanted to sort of set the record straight at everything that's been, you know, said and reported over the last few days. What, going back to what sort of started and inflamed all of this was the report on Sunday that you considered quitting after last season. I mean, can you say what the truth of that was and how that came about?
What I said is there's always bits and pieces of an article that are true. I'm not going to go into detail what was true about the article. I don't think it's fair to the organization, and I would speak to that person first before I would speak to anybody else. But when you get partial truths, and I'm not one to say somebody is lying or somebody, you know, this isn't reported correctly, but I've heard that my whole life. I think everybody in this room knows that I don't talk to anybody off the record. I don't. And if you do, you're saying, hey, what's wrong with him? We've all had lunches together back in camp, and you guys know that I'm not going to tell you anything. And it's not my job, because once you tell it to somebody, he tells it to somebody, and it spreads. And so, you know, that's me. I've got that from coaching. I can't get the respect from Grant over here if I'm talking to Joe. And all advice, you know, oh, he's talking to me and he's not talking to me. I can't go down that road.
The one thing I'm trying to understand is if you made the decision now that it's you want to do this for his safety. I mean, you guys played in the snow this past weekend at 3-9, and now you're 3-10 indoors. Why not just have done this a week ago?
Well, I think I gave you an idea a little bit last time. I said, hey, Kansas City had, you know, two sacks in five games, and we had six. And I said, and we got hit a couple. I said, hey, this is what I believe. So it doesn't matter if it was Sachs, whose fault it was. He's getting hit too many times. And I brought it up a week ago because I was, you know, you go back and you look at all the hits, and you're saying, hey, eventually it's going to take its toll. And, you know, that's the reason I did. Now, if he would have got hurt in this last game, I would have been sick to death because I was thinking about it. But that's why sometimes, you know, you don't make the right decisions.
Hey, Mike, just going back to what Mark was talking about, just clearing the air about different reports.
No, don't go there, because now I'm going to go back to Atlanta. I think I've answered everybody's questions. Thanks.
Yeah, one more, you talk about safety and taking hits. If you're back, he's back.
How would your philosophy change with the offense in terms of risking him to take hits? I mean, is that something now that needs to be addressed moving forward?
Well, one thing I think we've gotten better at, or Robert's gotten much better at, is sliding. Now, he's not perfect at it, but he's made some drastic strides in that area. And throwing the ball away, that helps. The one thing that the option did, at least the threat of it, and it still does, if you will slide, it does slow down the pass rush. And that's one of the reasons we had so much success a year ago. We're not the same team right now, but in a year you can decide on whatever direction that an offense may go, because there's so many different ways you can go. You can go with the high tempo, you can go with the turbo, you can go with the no huddle, you can go with the standard offense. A lot of different directions if you got that talented quarterback, and a lot of different ways to skin a cat.